Hello and welcome to this latest episode from iGaming FM and my chat with Relax Gaming CEO Simon Hammond, a friend of the show, as they say. As you may well have seen, today news broke of Relax's entry into the US market, into New Jersey to be specific, with BetMGM. The surprise announcement is a significant one for Relax, and I asked Simon all about it.
It's probably a big shocker to some, especially as we've not announced steps along the way. I think we made our intention pretty clear that we see the US as a great expansion opportunity for Relax. And we've been talking about the US and our North American expansion for the best part of a year and a half. But yeah, the day is finally upon us, and we're absolutely thrilled to go live with BetMGM. It's been a lot of people's hard work, a lot of effort. It's no easy feat to go into the US market, especially the New Jersey market. But yeah, we're absolutely thrilled. It's a big day for us, and charts a great expansion opportunity now for the coming years with Relax. So very, very happy about it.
You mentioned the difficulty is not necessarily the right word. New Jersey is widely regarded as having a very diligent licensing regulatory program, regulatory regime. And what's the experience been like for you guys as a supplier there rather than operator as well? How has the process been?
Regulatory experience under your belt in Europe. You know, that's almost like there's varying degrees of execution and complication to those. But the US market and New Jersey is pretty tough, not just from a pure regulatory perspective or license perspective. It's also about the infrastructure, the accounting, the tax, the corporation. It's the whole program of work is very different. And you're doing that with often third parties and different time zones and so on and so forth, right? So it's been a long process, one that we've come through with flying colors, which is what we do. And we're very happy to tick all the boxes, get all the necessary regulatory approvals. We received our transactional waiver, and we were good to go. So yeah, long and hard effort for sure, but we're there. I think it's been built off the back of a lot of solid European regulatory experience to know how to navigate these waters, know what the projects entail, and to make sure that we plan it and execute it in the right fashion. So
you mentioned Europe there. I wonder how helpful your experiences in Ontario have been in the last year and a half. That seems like, of course, people will rush to tell us how very different Canada is to the USA. But in terms of player preferences and the general mood of the market, it's of course much closer to the US than Europe is, surely. And I wonder how valuable that period has been, whether it's been a bit of a testing ground for you. I don't want to diminish the value of the Canadian market, but was that part of the run-up, and how valuable has it been?
I wouldn't say it was part of the run-up. It was definitely, we looked at Ontario and its own merits, right? It's a fantastically strong market growing quarter on quarter. So it was exceptionally financially viable in its own right. Very different from a regulatory and licensing procedure. Probably not as onerous as US in that sense. But in terms of just us dipping our toe into the North American waters, Ontario was a good stepping stone for that. It meant that we needed to be present, more visible, start talking to the operators there. And the operators in the Ontario market, it's almost a tale of two halves. You have a lot of experienced European players with Ontario licenses, but then you also have a lot of local incumbents and also US operators with strong Ontario presence. So it helped bridge the gap between those two. It certainly wasn't done as a precursor to entering the US, but it's been very helpful to do that. In terms of player preferences, they are different. We are seeing more and more they're different than our European player base. And I think that's probably more closely aligned to the US expectations as well. So a lot of lessons there learned as well, and gives us a bit of a more of a clearer idea of what the US player base will enjoy.
That's interesting, actually, because I noted some of the games that were covered in the press release and some of the product that you're taking into New Jersey. And I noticed some table games popping up in there as, not a hard lead with slots necessarily. There's some big name slot games in there as well, but also the table games. I wonder if that's a conscious repositioning, and not that that's not something that you don't already do successfully, but it's just interesting. It just stood out to me that that was something that was at the front of the offer there.
Without a doubt, our content strategy for the US is to make all of our great titles available, right? But there are different compliance and regulatory rationales behind certain game title choices and the rollout of such. And there's also player preferences as well. We understand that the player behavior or education points are slightly different. So we've chosen different style content to enter the market with. So not necessarily that the obvious content that Relax is famous for. Some of the other games that we feel actually on the balance of things of what's working in the US would actually work pretty well. So it's certainly going to be a learning experience for us. It's going to be a degree of a testing ground for the first, you know, couple of releases. Let's see what's actually resonating. How does that compare to our European traffic? And from there, we will expand the portfolio, right? So without a doubt, the big titles will go in and we expect them to do very well. But we are leading with a slightly variable portfolio to start with.
You didn't mention Money Train there, and it wasn't mentioned in the PR either. Is that, can we assume that Money Train is on its way over there and if so, which, the latest iteration, Money Train 4 or maybe an earlier edition?
The train will be chugging into the station, that's for sure. First stop, New Jersey, next stop, around the world. Now, but there are other considerations for entering the US market, of course. They have very different IP and trademarks and so on and so forth, right? So Money Train will be speeding into the station, but it will probably be under a different name. That content will come, and our plan is to release all of the Money Train series within the US market. And I can't remember exactly which game we're starting off with, but we will build that franchise up in the US market for sure, albeit under a different name.
The news today is about New Jersey. Talked very readily about the US market and moving into the US market. I wonder if you will no doubt have your sights set on other states. And I wonder if you can reveal any of those, or if not, at least some of the timescale in terms of what you're hoping to achieve over the next 12 to 18 months.
So US is pretty firmly in our sights now. Today marks the gun going off for us. We have expansion plans, obviously, in New Jersey. BetMGM is arguably, if not the biggest, they're one of the biggest operators in the market. There are, of course, massive other brands in the market, and we're in great conversations and with those, and there's a high anticipation of our entry, which is great. I expect that we will be adding more news shortly in terms of larger brands in the New Jersey market who are jumping on our entry. Other states, of course, are firmly in our sights, and they're in our sights within the course of 2024 with work actively happening on that front. So the natural ones that you'd think about there are Pennsylvania and Michigan. There are, other areas of focus in other states, but the more commercially viable ones at the moment are those three. So our plan within the next 18 months is to partner up with the biggest operators in those three states and to start bedding in Relax's content, familiarity with the players, and building our presence. It will take time. You know, we're a new market entrance. Players there are not familiar with Relax as a brand, familiar with our signature titles and what we bring, as you know, the operators largely aren't either. So we're back to square zero, and we need to build up the trust in both. And that's something that we're firmly committed to doing and excited to do, I would say.
Can I ask you about timing then? You've explained about nothing can be done too spontaneously when you enter a new market because of the runway that you need to get in there. Why now rather than a year ago or 6 months ago? Is it something that has just taken this long to generate? Was it strategically not the right moment? Is now the right moment? Why is now optimal, if it is, for Relax to go into New Jersey?
I think Relax's strategy has always been pretty clear year on year. It's no secret that Relax has had a rapid growth story in the last few years, and 23 has been no different. But we've had some closer to home objectives that we wanted to achieve, the Swedish licensing, our Spanish entry, our Italian entry, and building up our presence in the UK. Those focus areas have definitely been our front and center approach for 2023. There's a lot of work to do in those key markets, right? Because it does take time to build and establish there. I would say the timing for us is right with the US. We're at a maturity level, at a content level, at an organization level where we feel we're a well-placed to be able to handle the necessary expansion items for that US demands in that sense. So I would say a year ago would have been too soon, and now is right. There's a lot of suppliers going into the market, and we want to be in that mix. So I feel the timing is good, both for us as an organization, but also where the operators and market is to take new content as well.
In that press release, in the news story today, is also the news that Relax Gaming won't be known as Relax Gaming in North America. It's RLX Gaming, and I'm pretty sure I can work out what RLX stands for, but I wonder why that might be. You mentioned IP and things before, and I can understand there might well be commercial reasons that are not fit for discussion, but irrespective, why choose RLX? Why not something more radical? Why is RLX great shorthand for you guys in the US?
We spoke about Relax and RLX actually as a rebranding proposition a couple of years ago. But there was so much IP being built around Relax, the name in Europe, that we didn't want to deviate from that. There are some IP considerations about our corporate name. And for want of a better word, why take a risk? We have definitely changed that only because of IP question marks that we wanted to make sure didn't arise. Ultimately, to change it completely wasn't needed. At the end of the day, why call ourselves? At the end of the day, there is brand resonation. If a lot of our US partners, you know, when they speak about who's doing well in Europe and what's resonating, people often will say relax amongst other suppliers, right? So you need that familiarity to carry you through as well. So it's a light protection measure just to make sure that you know, still get the brand recognition, but carry it through into the US, but remove some of the risk, I guess.
So one final point then, one final question. How exciting is it right now? How exciting is it to be the CEO of Relax or of any kind of empire building supplier in iGaming these days, with this US market suggesting it's going to start making some real money, not just for betting, but also for iCasino, as they often call it. How exciting is it to be the CEO of Relax at this moment?
I think we need to be humble about where we were and where we are now. Where we are right now has taken best part of 12, 13 years, but really in the last sort of, you know, 5 or 6 has been aggressive building, laying those foundations and doing things properly. We're in a privileged position where I think in 2023, Relax is creeping into that top tier supplier status. We've had an absolutely great year financially in terms of year-on-year growth. We've got new regulated market entries, gifting a lot of opportunity for further growth. The cherry on the cake really is, you know, a Christmas present in going live in BetMGM in the US. So the foundation and the platform is set for a great 24 and beyond. We still stay true to what has made us successful, and that is being humble, that is pushing for better quality product, being fair and quick and agile with the operators. You know, all these principles that we really believed would allow us to stand out are still there. You know, people are still hungry. People still want us to grow. There's still internal belief of what the journey we're on. There's a very clear 3-year strategy ahead of us. We just focus on what we're doing. We're excited about what we're doing. We're proud of what we're doing. And I think internally, everyone is the same. So great for me as a CEO to sign off the year on US Go Live. You know, what a great achievement for the company, for myself personally, but also everybody involved in that project. So very excited and full of anticipation for what lies ahead, really. We'll be right back.